love learning about local history but don't want to spend your summer cooped up in a library? Historian Mike Dixon tells us how we can discover and explore Maryland's rich history simply by getting outside this summer.
I enjoy traveling throughout Maryland, seeking out stories that create a distinctive sense of place. Along the way, I find rich, deep, and varied narratives about the past in our fascinating small towns, villages, and countryside, from the Atlantic Ocean to the mountains, and from the Mason-Dixon line to the Potomac River. The intriguing process of discovery, as I get out and move, sometimes leads to some of the most magical experiences while strolling, observing, and listening. The built and natural environment holds many traces from earlier times, buildings, stone walls, monuments, graveyards, and much more. So while I'm enjoying a leisurely stroll, I'm visually contemplating what the present reveals about the past. Plus, there are chance encounters as I chat with people along the way. For me, the process of exploring is often structured for a public history project or a classroom without walls exercise. But I also enjoy the leisure time discovery in intriguing places all around us. For curious types interested in unlocking the secrets of time, it doesn't all have to be done in the library, paging through aging newspapers, digging through dusty volumes, and straining eyes on those cranky microfilm readers. While ambling along one day, I paused to reflect on a 19th century monument in the center of a bustling courthouse town, placed there by the Women's Christian Temperance Union, as the sentiment against the liquor trade was growing and the ladies worked to close saloons. What did it symbolize to that generation of activist women, and what would they think about this surviving relic today? Some 15 years ago, my work took me to Crisfield in search of historical evidence, and by chance I met Jesse Carmine. He'd been on the police force for almost a half century, joining the ranks after serving in the Navy during World War II. The chief took me to a different time and place in a changing community. I listened carefully as we strolled around the fascinating city on the Chesapeake Bay, talking about a now distant place and people that he knew very well, having grown up there before the war. His stories were rich, and to some degree there were accounts that were going to fade as one generation gave way to another. Coming from a lawman who touched the past in Crisfield in many ways, the old stories and nearly forgotten memories were connections that revealed a distant era to me. My ventures into yesteryear create many enjoyable experiences and questions, which I ponder. You might say I'm curious any time I go on a stroll. Get out and enjoy our beautiful state and its heritage. And when you become curious about some relic from former times, I'm sure there'll be a librarian or historical society volunteer ready to help you complete a piece of your puzzle.
More information about Dixon's work can be found at dixonhistory.com. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.